Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 19th January. Top stories for today. The government does not rule out the possibility of amending Act 355 to provide for heavier punishments on lesbians, gays, bisexuals and transgenders. Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department for Religious Affairs, Ahmad Marzouk Shaari, said the current sentence under the Act, which provides for a 3-year imprisonment, a fine of R5,000 and 6 strokes of the cane, was seen as not giving much effect on the group of people. According to him, stern action has been taken currently against those who do not dress as required of their gender. Padang Rongas MP Datuk Seri Mohamed Nazri Abdul Aziz today confirmed that he was tested positive for COVID-19. He said he took the swab test at the Raja Perempuan Zainab Hospital in Kota Baru, Kelantan yesterday after discovering that he was in close contact to a blogger, Zaharin Mohamed Yassin, who attended his press conference in Kuala Lumpur on January 12th and was tested positive for COVID-19. Three assistant enforcement officers of the Malaysian Department of Quarantine and Inspection Services in Johor were ordered in remand for 5 days for alleged corrupt activities in connection with the issue on the meat cartel. The remand order from today until January 23rd was issued following an application by the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission. Last December, Marquis unearthed the cartel's activities, which brought in meat without a halal certificate before placing fake halal logos on the meat for sale in the local market. Pahang Health Director Datuk Dr. Bahari Awanga said that a total of 89 health facilities were affected by the recent floods in Pahang, with 16 of them submerged in flood water. The facilities that were submerged in flood water were the health clinics and rural clinics in Temerloh, Bara, Lipis, Maran, Pekan and Raub, while the remaining 73 facilities could not be accessed due to flooded roads. The affected facilities continued to operate by shifting their operations to other nearby premises so they could continue to serve residents during emergency situations. The United States Capitol complex were temporarily in lockdown during a rehearsal for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration after a fire in a homeless encampment roughly a mile away sent a plume of smoke into the air. While there was no threat to the public, the fast decision to lock down underscores the fear that has gripped Washington since the deadly US Capitol attack on January 6. Meanwhile, US President-elect Joe Biden plans to quickly extend travel restrictions, barring travel by most people who have recently been in much of Europe and Brazil, soon after President Donald Trump lifted those requirements effective January 26. Trump signed an order Monday lifting the restrictions he imposed early last year in response to the pandemic. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.